जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। जयो जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्री नाम संकीर्तन की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 27 26 एंड 27 ओके 26। अहो मे परमं कष्टं अभूत अविजितात्मनः येन विप्लावितं ब्रह्म वृषल्यां जायतात्मना। अहो मे परमं कष्टं अभूत अविजितात्मनः येन विप्लावितं ब्रह्म वृषल्यां जायतात्मना। अहो मे परमं कष्टं अभूत अविजितात्मनः येन विप्लावितं ब्रह्म वृषल्यां जायतात्मना। अहो मे परमं कष्टम् अभूत विजितात्मनः येन विप्लावितं ब्रह्म। अहो मे परमं कष्टम् अभूत अविजितात्मनः येन विप्लावितं ब्रह्म वृषल्यां जायतात्मनः। अहो मे परमं कष्टम् अभूत अविजितात्मनः येन विप्लावितं ब्रह्म विशल्यां जायतात्मना। अहो अलास मे माय परमम एक्सट्रीम कष्टम मिजरेबल कंडीशन अभूत बिकेम अविजित आत्मना बिकॉज माय सेंसेस वर अनकंट्रोल्ड येन बाय विच विप्लावितम डिस्ट्रॉयड ब्रह्म ऑल माय ब्राह्मणिकल क्वालिफिकेशंस वृषल्याम थ्रू अशुद्राणी अमेड सर्वेंट जायता बींग बॉर्न आत्मना बाय मी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपर्ड बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस। ऐसे भक्तिदानंद स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अजामिल सेड अलास being a servant of my senses, how degraded I became. I fell down from my position as a duly qualified Brahmana and begot children in the womb of a prostitute. Purport. The men of the higher classes, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishyas, do not beget children in the wombs of lower class women. Therefore, the custom in Vedic society is to examine the horoscope of a girl and boy being considered for marriage to see whether their combination is suitable. Vedic astrology reveals whether one has been born in a Vipravarna, Kshatriyavarna, Vaishyavarna, or Shudravarna, according to the three qualities of material nature. This must be examined because a marriage between a boy of a Vipravarna and a girl of a Shudravarna is incompatible. Marriage life would be miserable for both husband and wife. Prabhupada is very confirmative. Consequently, a boy should marry a girl of the same category. But then Prabhupada turns his stance and says, of course, that is Traigunya, a material calculation according to the Vedas. But if the boy and a girl are devotee, there need be no such considerations. A devotee is transcendental, and therefore in marriage between devotees, the boy and girl form a very happy combination. So no comments on this. We'll go to the next verse. So text number 27. Okay, I will just read the translation and purport. I will recite the verse. Dhinma vigarahitam shabdhir dushkritam kulakanjalam hitva balam satim yoham surapim asatim agam. Alas, all condemnation upon me. I acted so sinfully that I degraded my family tradition. Indeed, I gave up my chaste and beautiful young wife to a sexual intercourse with a fallen prostitute accustomed to drinking wine. All condemnation upon me. Purport. This is the mentality of one who is becoming pure devotee. When one is elevated to the platform of devotional service by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master, one first regrets his past sinful activities. This helps to advance in spiritual life. The Vishnudutas had given Ajamil the chance to become a pure devotee. And the duty of a pure devotee is to regret his past sinful activities in illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling. Not only should one give up his past bad habits, but he must always regret his past sinful acts. This is the standard of pure devotion. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are discussing the story of Ajamila, who was a Brahmana born, but then because of his association, a momentary association, circumstantial association with a prostitute, he kind of degraded from his Brahmanical qualities and left his chaste wife and then indulged with that prostitute as a wife and then created so many children and then adopted all sinful means of livelihood. And at the end of life, after hearing the discussion between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, this is kind of the first preaching program he has attended. At the time of his death, Yamraj, Yamdutas and Vishnudutas are discussing his own case. And he's just lying there and hearing both parties say. And that's how he got speech, how he came to Krishna consciousness at the time of death. So then, after hearing them, now that Vishnudas had left, Yamdutas had left. Now, what is the internal dialogue of Ajamil that is being explained by Shukdeva Goswami? He is completely lamenting, regretting, repenting his decisions, his fall down. And he is regretting that what a terrible situation I have gone through just because of my foolishness. So, Prabhupada in this purport kind of writes in 6-7 lines, he writes this regret word 3 times. He said this is the duty of pure devotee to regret. We all have regrets. So this regret, this repentance is very, very essential and foundational. The Prabhupada says this is the symptom of one who is becoming pure devotee. So there are 2 kinds of repentances. One is when one is becoming pure devotee. And after becoming pure devotee, the repentance or regrets remains. Just like in Christianity, this repentance is common in all religions. Somebody says Toba Karna, somebody says confession, and in our tradition we said Prayaschitta, atonement. So this is common in all the religions. But Christianity explains it that this confession is of 2 types. Or this repentance is of 2 types. One is foundational repentance. Another is transitional. Foundational is when we are like introduced to Krishna consciousness, introduced to God consciousness, and we regret, we actually feel pity on ourselves that what kind of life I was living. All my values were upside down. It was all wrong, based on wrong foundation. And we regret our values. That is like foundational when we kind of just enter the new paradigm of devotional service. But even after we enter, as we keep progressing from one notch to another notch, there is a regret, a repentance at each level, which we keep lamenting that, oh, yesterday or the last year was not so good. I was still attached to so many things. And we regret our continuous fall down. And as we go ahead, that regret, repentance actually increases. Like sometimes one Christian person asks a pastor, that when will be time that I will not have to come for confession anymore? That I will become pure. And the pastor said, you are not confessing to get to the point where you will stop confessing. You are confessing because as you come in front of the Lord and regret and accept your mistakes, you reflect and you get that boldness and courage to come and explain to the Lord that I did this. So, you are supposed to reach a stage where you can confess or repent or ask for forgiveness as soon as possible. So, regret or repentance will become part of your life. That is a stage which we want to reach. Not that you want to reach a stage where we will be completely devoid of repentance. You see, that is not the goal. It's so true also in devotional circle. So, we know this repentance is not just regret per se, but it goes through like so many stages. Like this chapter, typically we know this past, maybe second chance of Ajamil is acronym as RAGAD. We all know this acronym. R for regrets or reflection and causing regrets. A for awareness of his fallen condition. G for gratitude, that at least I got the second chance. And then another A for appreciating the facility or appreciating the chance to progress ahead, and then D for determination or resolve. So basically, all this starts with acceptance. Now, if you see in psychological circles, if a person wants to deal with his own problems, deal with his own habits, the first step which is required is acceptance, and which is very, very difficult. To accept our own mistakes, to accept our own weaknesses, to accept the wrongdoings, it's a very painful procedure itself. Because we see, like we, whenever we give Gita course, we show this slide of ostrich mentality. How people are digging a hole in the ground and putting their head inside, saying that there is no problem, there is no birth, old age, death. So generally we call it a denial. So from a denial to acceptance, it's actually 5 stages. So first, when we commit mistake, or if find ourselves in a very, very degraded situation, first thing is generally denial. Then, no, no, I'm very good. Nothing is wrong. It's all right. And that's how habits continue. So acceptance is like 100% 0% acceptance. We are not even some trace accepted that I am fallen. But then as the reality dawns, slowly, slowly, then the second step which occurs is after the denial is anger. You start becoming aggressive, angry, blaming. You may blame circumstances, we may blame situation around, or we may blame our own selves. So that is like a second stage we go through, that is anger. So this is psychologist, they propose these stages. And then when the acceptance grows, situation still is same, then we come to the third stage, which is called as bargaining. Bargaining is a stage where person is not 100% accepting the situation. He says, okay, okay, 50% my fault, but 50% belongs to the circumstances or whatever. Or maybe I am not 100% bad, 50% I am good, 50% I am bad. So like that is kind of bargaining, because he's not able to take the whole thing on his own. So that's a bargaining. And the third stage is actually depression. Fourth stage. First is denial, second is anger, third is bargaining, fourth is depression. Where the reality has completely dawned on him, and but he is become hopeless. Seeing that I am in such a fallen state, he become depressed. Seeing that he cannot get out of it on his own. But then that depression leads to another stage, that is final stage, acceptance. So what is the difference between depression and acceptance? In acceptance, he's kind of ready to do what he can do. Depression is where he has accepted the situation, but is still in the same pool, drowning in the same thoughts, same emotions of self-blame. So there is a difference between repentance and self-blame. So repentance is more positive, self-blame is negative. Self-blame is mostly in ignorance. Repentance is, because it's constructive, it is more in goodness. Self-blame is most of the time paralyzing, but repentance is most of the time energizing, or I would say constructive. So first step is acceptance. And okay, I need to be face to face with my anarthas. So that is acceptance. Second is like regret. Then you feel sorry for yourself, that okay, this is the situation, I accept. Then what it leads to is humility. So like Gaurambu says, what to do? Humiliation comes before humility. So unless we are humiliated, either in public or in our own eyes. So in public, when you are humiliated, we try to justify. But when you are humiliated in our own eyes, the guilt is very difficult to face. We all have experience. So if we really accept our situation, then it creates humility actually. We become humble, we become shameful. But then if you stop there, it is not repentance. The repentance also has 3 more aspects to it. Fourth is gratitude, where we thank Krishna that at least now I am in touch with the reality. Just like Vishwanath Chakra Thakur explains the different stages of Anartha Nivritti or Anishtita Bhajan. So in that first, many of the stages are like
पर्सन इज नॉट इन टच विद द रियलिटी. लाइक उत्साहमयी, घनतरल, व्यूढ़ विकल्प, नियमाक्षम. सो इन ऑल दिस सिचुएशन ही इज ट्राइंग टू फाइट आउट द एक्सटर्नल सिचुएशन. और उत्साहमयी इज काइंड ऑफ मिस जजिंग हिमसेल्फ टू बी ऑन द हायर प्लेटफॉर्म. व्यूढ़ विकल्प ही टेक्स वाउज विच आर मोर देन हिज कैपेसिटी. सो समटाइम्स ही इज एबल टू डू, समटाइम्स नॉट एबल टू डू. एंड देन विषय संग्रह इज कीप्स फाइटिंग विद हिज सेंसेस, स्ट्रगलिंग टू मेंटेन द वाउज, स्ट्रगलिंग टू मेंटेन हिज रिजॉल्व. नियमाक्षम ही टेक्स रिजिड वाउज बट अगेन एंड अगेन फेल्स इन हिज ओन डिटर्मिनेशन. सो ऑल दिस स्टेजेस आर लाइक वी आर नॉट येट इन टर्म फेस टू फेस विथ अवर ओन अनर्थस. सो देन ग्रेटिट्यूड इज वेयर we turn our attention from our own faults to Krishna's mercy. That Krishna has kindly shown me my own situation and now I am ready to take his shelter. And then we make resolve. Now this resolve is different than what resolve we did before. Because initial resolves are to reform ourselves, but next resolve is to take shelter of Krishna. So we increase our devotional activities. We take vows of more spiritual activities, offering more obeisances, chanting more rounds, being more attentive. So this resolve is kind of a spiritual resolve. And to maintain that resolve, what we need is a determination or discipline. So all these six together, we can say that this is the repentance. So first is acceptance, then regret, then leads to humility. Then from humility, we transit to the next paradigm, that is gratitude to Krishna and Vaishnavas, and then take resolve, firm resolve, and then we determine or accept a discipline in our life. Like one time Sridhama Prabhu was giving class and he said, we have only two choices. Pain is compulsory. The pain is of two types. First is the pain of regret and second is the pain of discipline. But the pain of discipline is, it weighs in ounces, but pain of regret, it weighs in tons. So discipline is where we kind of can come out of that pain of regret. So discipline is painful. Committing mistakes and again and again finding ourselves in the same position is also painful. But to accept the pain of discipline is more practical or more reasonable than again and again facing the pain of regrets. Effects of repentance is it burns our sins. Like Shastra says, a sincere repenting soul, just by that repentance, because it's called as paschatap. After we commit a sinful activity, we feel so much heat inside our heart. Our heart burns. Tapa, also called sometimes anutapa, the paschatapa. So it burns, and that heat actually burns our sins. Also, Prabhupada writes in one purport these five benefits. Repentance burns our sins, it makes us humble, it makes us shameful, it attracts Krishna's mercy, and it creates detachment from the material objects. See, if we are sincerely regretting our own deeds. So just like I said, the repentance is of two types, foundational and transitional. So foundational is where when we just enter devotional paradigm. So that is the first regret which we all had. Oh, I was just living a material life. Then we shift to spiritual life. So we see, like yesterday, Abhay Gaurampu gave a nice class and then he made example of Jagai and Madai. So, repentance of Madhva Ananda. So it's a chapter in Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Madhva Ananda, when he meets Nityanand Prabhu, after he comes back from Puri, he's walking on the ghat which Jagai and Madai kind of constructed for repenting their own sinful activities before coming to Krishna consciousness. So that is kind of like foundation. What we were before and what we are doing, what we received. So they are giving the stones to the persons who are throwing at them. So that throw again, beat us more. So that is like repentance. We also see a typical very nice example of Jada Bharat, just in previous canto. So Jada Bharat, initially he did some mistake, like giving some material compassion to the deer, not knowing that even if I take care so much care of this deer, Prabhupada writes in one purport, Jada Bharat Maharaj should have realized that this deer is not going to become devotee. So instead of sacrificing his spiritual activities to take care of, materially take care of that deer, he should have taken more caution and be careful of his devotional service. But then it happened in the circumstances. So when he was born again as a deer, so Krishna gave mercy that he remembered his past sinful activity. Not sinful, but he is careless, accidental fall down. So then as a deer, he took a resolve that I will no more stay in this house. So he renounced his house of his mother deer. And he traveled from that forest, the same forest where he was doing tapasya, where, which muni? Pulatsamani's ashram he came and started living in that ashram. Now as a deer, it's a too much determination. I mean, for a human also, human being also to leave his home and come to ashram, it's a difficult task. The deer is leaving his own home, and because they are naturally attached, so he comes to there. So we see in Jadabharat's case also, he takes a resolve, he follows a discipline of staying in that ashram, not leaving that ambience, and always in association with devotees. Then again, he takes another birth as a Jadabharat, as a Brahmana son. He again takes a greater resolve. He's in the family, but still kind of covering himself. Channa devotee. So he's a devotee, but still he's not speaking anything, no philosophy, not replying, not responding, and posing himself as a very dumb and dull man, just to avoid social contact and be extra careful, extra disciplined, so that I should not regret again. So he accepted the pain of discipline to avoid the pain of regret again in his life. So that is again example of, like, you can say, very foundational. And then we also see example in third canto of Devahuti. Devahuti receives association, but in that association she keeps her material ambitions and material objectives. And after some time, when Kardamun is about to leave, she regrets, I am royally cheated by the illusory potency of the Lord, that I got this association, but I didn't took benefit, spiritual benefit of this. But we see that even after regret and come to devotional service, the regret doesn't stop there. It continues. The repentance continues. Because as you advance, we regret our yesterday's position or yesterday's mistakes today. And we need to take more discipline so that we not repent for the same mistake again. We can repent for new mistakes or maybe more advanced mistakes, but not for the same mistakes. So we see Vyasdev. So Vyasdev is already a self-realized soul sitting in Badrikashram, kind of documenting all the Vedas. And then after doing all the Herculean tasks, he regrets because he feels dissatisfaction. And a very beautiful description of how he deals with his own internal dissatisfaction. So he reflects that I am dissatisfied. And then he kind of then introspects himself that what mistake I did. And after introspecting, he fragments. So first reflection, then introspection, then fragmentation. Fragmentation means what all I did. I did this, I did this, I did this. What did I miss? Then he comes to conclusion, identification. That maybe I didn't describe Krishna's pastimes and glories exclusively. So then configuration. By the mercy of Narada Muni, he comes there. And then he gives his mercy, point out, confirms his problem. And then he kind of configures or resolves to a solution. That, okay, I need to write a different, a separate Bhagavatam or reform Bhagavatam with all the glories of the Lord. And then he kind of makes attempt to present it to the whole world so that everybody gets benefited. So Vyasadeva, though he was a sage, he committed some mistake and then he regretted it. And because of his sincere repentance, Narada Muni came. And then he could come out of it. Then we see Brahma. Again, topmost in the parampara. So Brahmaji, when he comes to Vrindavan, so with his four heads, he applies all his knowledge. And he tries to test Krishna. And steal the cowherd boys, the cows. And after some time, he regrets. So after some moments only, he regrets. And then when he comes to Krishna, he begs forgiveness. Pages of prayers. Krishna didn't respond because person at such a high stature committing mistakes. So Krishna even doesn't say, it's okay, go ahead, don't worry, I'm there. No response only. So the repentance increases. Brahmaji feels that I should do something. And then Brahmaji becomes Haridas Thakur. I want such a lowly position, I will not even think of offending. So socially accept that position and continuously take shelter of the holy name. Then we see Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit again devotee, brahmachari, living with Lord Chaitanya. So foundational repentance is long back he has already done. So he is here, actually Nitya Siddha. So he sees Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And after seeing Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he kind of misjudges him, saying that, oh, he is a materialistic person chewing betel nuts with silk curtains, embroidered cushions, and all the different sense gathering objects are there. So he kind of misjudges him that, how can he be devotee? I wasted my time. Now, Gadadhar is already so disciplined that some moment with non-devotee, he immediately regrets. But here, he identified devotee as a non-devotee. So, Mukunda, who is the best friend, a friend in need. So, he did something very important. And he revealed the glories of Pundarik Vidyanidhi just by saying, glorifying Krishna's beauty. So, immediately, Gadadhar Pandit feels that I committed a mistake. So, he regrets. But then he resolves. A visible resolve. That okay, I should accept him only as my spiritual master. So, devotees regret. So, Brahmaji, Gadadhar Pandit, we see that a visible resolve or visible disciplinary action which they took in their life so that they will not commit the same mistake again. Then we see even Prahlad Maharaj lamenting, Kama Dina Katina Katidaha, Palita Turnidesha. So, he again regrets that for so long I was abiding by the orders of these merciless masters, my uncontrolled senses. They never rewarded me. They only engage me in their service. So he regrets. Then we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shishtashtakam. Durdaiva Midrisham Janitana Anuraga. So he also repents. So there is no end to repentance. So it goes on till the last days in life. Then we see in Parampara Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so many of his bhajans are about regrets and repentance. Anyone which you remember? Very laments. Amar Jivan Sada Paperat Nahi Kapunya Relesh. So he regrets. I've spent life like that. What else? Gopinath Mohanan. So who will deliver me? You only can deliver me. He says in the last answer. Bhuliya Tomare, classic example. Bhuliya Tomare Samsare Achya Pay Nana Vidivyata. I'm suffering just because I forgot you. Vardakke Khon Upaya Vihina Kandiya Katarati. So it's not just his lamenting about his childhood, he's lamenting about his old age also. Vardakke Khon Upaya Vihina. Now I am can't do anything. So he laments, regrets. So, and then we see Srila Prabhupada. What is the favorite bhajan of Srila Prabhupada? Hari Hari. Then, Vipale Janama Goyen. He regrets. So in the last days, Prabhupada actually told to his disciples that you should tell George Harrison to translate this into English and make a song out of it. So we fell a janama goyanu. Manushya janama paya Radha Krishna na bhajiyam. So he says you should tell George Harrison to translate this into an English song because this is the mood of our parampara. Prabhupada said. So what a regret. I just passed my life in vain. So this transitional repentance, regret, is a continuous part of devoted life. You only see Goswamis. He Radhe Braja Devi ki helilte, he Nanda Suno Kutaha. So they're not telling that now we are full, now we don't have any regrets. We are there. No, so this, as we advance and become more pure, even a small impurity appears like a mountain. And devotee, while seeing that, he repents and regrets that how I can come out of it. So Prabhupada, in one of the purport, he says, this is repentance comes when a jiva transit, the foundational repentance, when jiva transits from, whenever he transits from Maya's clutches to Krishna's service. So the repentance is the sign of that transition. Prabhupada writes, under the influence of Maya, the living entity becomes exactly like a person haunted by a ghost. Such a person speaks all kinds of nonsense. When the living entity is covered by influence of Maya, he becomes so-called scientist, philosopher, politician, socialist, every moment presenting different plans. All these plans are ultimately failures because they are illusory. In this way, the living entity forgets his position as an eternal servant of the Lord. He instead becomes a servant of Maya. In any case, he has to remain a servant. It is a misfortune that by forgetting his real contact with the Supreme Lord, he becomes servant of Maya. Because of this illusion, sometimes he is in heaven, sometimes in hell. Sometimes he is a demigod, sometimes a demon. So he wanders in this universe. Only when comes in contact with the bona fide spiritual master, can he understand his real constitutional position. He then becomes disgusted with material existence. At that time, in full Krishna consciousness, he regrets his past experiences in the material existence. So now he is transiting from Maya to Krishna. This regret is very beneficial, Prabhupada writes. This regret is very beneficial because it purifies the living entity of material conditional life. So when we lament and regret for our past material existence, so that actually purifying effect on the devotee. Then Prabhupada says in another verse translation that the repentance also comes every time we shift from external to internal energy. So he can turn the external energy. So Krishna can turn the external energy into internal by his will. Therefore, by his grace, the external energy which is employed in illusing those living beings who want to have it subsides by the will of the Lord in terms of repentance and penance for the conditions. So whenever Krishna changes the switch from external to internal. So after we come into Krishna consciousness, we are sometimes in external, sometimes in internal. So whenever Krishna by his causeless mercy turns the switch, the Prabhupada gives example of Krishna, because he is owner of both energies. So he can change switches anytime. Just like electrician, same electricity he can use to heat the water or to cool down the water in a refrigerator or a heater. So Krishna has that control. Prabhupada gives example of deities. Like deities are material energy, but with the process of installation and Krishna's invocation, that same external energy converts into internal energy. Now we can pray and he can reciprocate with our prayers. So Krishna can turn anything into anything, external into internal, internal into external, for the conditioned soul's benefit. So whenever Krishna turns that switch for a conditioned soul, it is characterized by two things: repentance and penance. So conditioned soul feels repentance and takes up to some penance or a disciplinary action where, so that he can progress more towards Krishna. And the very same energy then acts to help the purified living being make progress on the path of self-realization. So repentance is a transition from negative to positive. So now the progressive effort starts after the repentance. So we have to go through that valley, go through that negative emotion of repentance, which is very, very painful. A regret, which is very painful, but unless we pass through it, we will not have a very solid resolve and determination to go ahead. Then, in another verse in 11th canto, we find that a devotee or a sadhaka has to voluntarily go through this repentance. Svesve adhikariya anishta saguna parikritita karmanam jati ashuddhanam anena niyama krita guna dosha vidhanena sanganam tyajan ichchaya. So this verse says, it is firmly declared that a steady adherence of transcendentalists to their respective spiritual positions constitutes real piety, and that sin occurs when a transcendentalist neglects his prescribed duty. One who adopts this standard of piety and sin, sincerely desiring to give up all past association with sense gratification, is able to subdue material activities which are by nature impure. So in nutshell it says that anybody who has taken to sadhana, the sadhanas are of different types for different yogis. That's why it says svesve adhikariya nishtha. Whatever nishtha one has, he takes to some sadhana, some do's and some don'ts. So he has to voluntarily submit himself to these do's and don'ts to purify his heart. Whatever sadhana, for karma yoga it is different, for jnana yoga it is different, for ashtanga yoga it is different, for bhakti yoga it is different. So whoever yogi, he has to take the disciplinary action in his life seriously so that he can purify his heart and subdue the material tendencies. Prabhupada writes in purport, for a devotee, what is the disciplinary action he should adopt? To purify an accidental fall down, one who is engaged in transcendental realization need not adopt any procedure beyond his own spiritual practice. So whatever practice we are doing, so same practices, if we take with more determination, more resolve, that will actually take us out of this regret. The word Sanganam Tejin Ichaya indicate that one should not practice Krishna consciousness or self-realization superficially or casually. If you practice casually, then casualties will happen. Rather, one should sincerely and earnestly desire freedom from one's past sinful life. So this is the attitude of sadhaka while he is adopting this disciplined action, do's and don'ts of devotional service. So sadhaka should have this sincere and earnest desire to free himself from the past sinful life. The past can be yesterday, past can be previous year, past can be few years before. So similarly the word Jnanishtha. So Prabhupada writes about that voluntarily, diligently taking this action. Now another verse which describe this predicament of a sadhaka, Vaidhi sadhaka bhakta. So famous verse, Jata Shraddho Matkatasu Nirvinna Sarvakarmasu Veda Dukkhatmakan Kaman Perityage Api Anishwaraha Tato Bhajeta Mam Pritaha Shraddhala Dhudanichaya Jushavanashatan Kaman Dukkho Darkam Shagarayan. So how this repentance should be? So this can be elaborately studied in this verse. So Krishna writes in this verse that a sadhaka who has received Shraddha, Jata Shraddha Matkathasu, he knows that material sense gratification is miserable, ultimately results into anxiety and stress. But still he is not able to give it up. So again and again indulge in the same thing. What he should do? My devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to miserable conditions. So he should engage, he should sincerely repent and engage in the same devotional activities with more resolve. So that Krishna suggests in this verse. So Prabhupada writes in Purport, the Lord here encourages such a devotee not to be overly depressed or morose. So generally the tendency is, because once we are into Maya's attack, first we commit a mistake. Then Maya kind of avanatmika, it covers us with, first with the mode of passion we commit mistakes, and then we are covered in mode of ignorance. You go into self-blame, depression, and hopelessness. So Prabhupada is telling that the Lord here encourages such a devotee who has committed a mistake. He is encouraged not to be overly depressed or morose, but to remain enthusiastic and go on with his loving service. So when we are in very low situation spiritually, it's very difficult to come out. So Chaitanya Charan Prabhu generally gives a three-step formula to come out of it. And he gives the acronym of KEM. So K is knowledge. Well, first you should understand that you are not this body, you are soul. So maybe your mind, intelligence, body has fallen down, but the soul is always separate from the material energy, it's always pure, Sachidananda, part of Krishna, and always have that freedom to choose. Last moment you choose something else, which was wrong, but this moment you are still free. You are tatastha still. You are not Bhairanga. You are still tatastha. You still have a choice to shift the gear from Bhairanga to Antaranga. So that knowledge we need to hear again in that depressed condition. So hearing really helps to come out of that deep dark well of moroseness and depression. But just by hearing that knowledge, still we don't get that motivation to come out, because the knowledge appears theoretical. The words appear just inert. So then he says, E for experience. He says, jump in to some spiritual activity. Attending aarti, kirtan, seeing deities, taking prasad. Well, experience the spiritual. Experience the antaranga shakti's potency. So that is E. And then he says, while doing this, go in front of Krishna and ask for his M for mercy. So with these three things, we can come out of the deep situations and bring us back to the line of go on with his loving service, as Prabhupada says, instead of getting depressed or morose. Then Prabhupada says, in the next paragraph, within the material world, the sex impulse is so strong that even a sincere candidate in the loving service of the Lord may sometimes be disturbed by sex attraction or by lingering sentiments for wife and children. So Ajamil got through this only. Pure devotee certainly feels spiritual affection for all living entities, for wife and children, but knows the material bodily attraction leads to no good, for it simply entangles one and one's so-called relatives in a miserable chain reaction of fruit activities. So Prabhupada writes that once you are regretted, then you what you need is Dhrida Nishchaya, determination or resolve. So Prabhupada gives a paragraph of meditation for a sadhaka who has gone through that situation and is regretting. But now he has to shift from that regret to resolve. So Prabhupada's kind of giving what a sadhaka should think. Or maybe a meditation which we can always read so that we change from our ignorance to goodness or transcendence. So maybe I would read and you can repeat after me, because we all have always gone through such situation. So by my previous sinful life, my heart is polluted with many illusory attachments. Personally, I have no power to stop them. Only Lord Krishna within my heart can remove such inauspicious contamination. But whether the Lord removes immediately or lets me go on being afflicted by them, I will never give up my devotional service to Him. Even if the Lord places millions of obstacles in my path, and even if because of my offenses I go to hell, that's what mind keeps telling, now what will happen next, and then we go to like depressed mode. Even if I go to hell, I will never for a moment stop serving Lord Krishna. I am not interested in mental speculation and fruitive activities. So Prabhupada in previous paragraph he wrote that when we go through that bad patch, general person goes into nirvinna mode, a detachment mode, or impersonal mode. Cut off, stop this, I will not do this, I will not go with him, I will not interact. So he goes into like very impersonal, selfish mode. But that actually will take him more deeper into the darkness. So Prabhupada says, I am not interested in mental speculation, neither in fruit activities. So Prabhupada says that impersonal trap is actually mental speculation. And the mind and he just goes into one corner and the mind completely captures him. Even if Lord Brahma personally comes before me offering such engagements, I will not be even slightly interested. Although I am attached to material things, I can see very clearly that they lead to no good, because they simply give me trouble and disturb my devotional service. Therefore, I sincerely repent my foolish attachments to so many material things, and I am patiently awaiting Lord Krishna's mercy. So Utsaha, Nishchaya, Dhairya. So if these three qualities are there, then it's complete repentance. Or just self-blame is not repentance. So Prabhupada is kind of giving full meditation for repentance. How a sadhaka, because dukkha darkamsa garehan. Garehan means repentance. So repentance is the part of sadhana. So Krishna describes sadhaka like that. So he continuously is repenting again and again and again. So Prabhupada writes, if one becomes more concerned with renunciation, like detachment overcomes, than with acting for the pleasure of the Lord. One gives up activities, cut down on devotional activities and becomes a loner. So that's a way sometimes to deal with repentance or mistakes. So Prabhupada said, if one becomes more concerned with renunciation than with acting for the pleasure of the Lord, he is misunderstanding the position of loving devotional service. He will never get Krishna by such attitude, Prabhupada writes. And then Prabhupada writes, because this verse started with Jata Shraddha Mat Kathasu. So his Shraddha should be in not a renunciation detachment, but hearing the glories of the Lord. So if we can just keep continue that hearing the glories of the Lord, that will save him. Chanting the glories of the Lord with firm faith and conviction is tremendously powerful spiritual process that enables one to give up all material association. And simply by hearing Lord's pastimes and activities, Just like yesterday, Radhishan Prabhu was giving class. Initially, he kind of gave a dangerous class and a very disturbing class. And then, at the end, suddenly he started some video where a small girl was enacting a mono act play and she was doing a Damodar Leela. And Prabhu was relishing it for a few minutes and said, "This is the way to overcome any obstacle. Just engage in hearing and relishing and absorbing Krishna's pastimes. Dhoni sarva riddhi sannivishta." So whenever you take shelter of that Krishna and his pastimes, his spiritual activities, then everything is taken care. So Ajamil also goes through all these stages, ultimately comes to gratitude and makes a resolve, and then goes to Haridwar and practices devotional service with firm resolve and determination, and then achieves his desired destination. So committing mistakes is not one time for us. We keep committing mistakes on the sadhana platform. But with every mistake, there has to be sincere repentance, which we discuss, which goes through six stages. And how the repentance should be, Prabhupada's meditation we also read. It should be more Krishna conscious than self conscious. So that will definitely help. So in one class, Vrajabhaira Prabhu says that this anutapa, this fire of repentance, is very, very essential to kind of overcome all the aparadhas also, including Vaishnava aparadha. So thank you all very much. These are some few thoughts from different speakers I heard and just repeated. Thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any reflections, comments, questions? Yes, go on.
Hare Krishna. As you mentioned, like many times we go through this, but still, like there are two, three reflections I'm having. Something like when we are like, there are some pastimes where like Haridas Thakur is going to jail and they are all repenting. That time he's saying, "May you be all here, be there only." Where he's saying that when you are in that state, you are more humble and you can take shelter of the Lord. So that generally, while repenting, we generally seek more shelter of the Lord like that. But after some time, again, that mood is not there. So is it like...
like we, in one Brahmacharya retreat, we perform a drama, Chota Haridas. So I was made Chota Haridas. So after committing mistake, when Lord Chaitanya abandoned him, so rest of the drama, Chota Haridas is crying only. All prayers, all dialogues, everything is in crying mode only. And see, intense crying. So I like crying, falling on the stage, like begging forgiveness. And then Lord Chaitanya announces that Saru Damodar says he became Gandharva. And when Lord Chaitanya taking bath, he's singing songs. That was the last scene. And after the drama finished, nobody clapped. Like everybody became so grave. Because the topic was so grave. And then I went to Govind Prabhu, because Govind Prabhu was sitting there. And Govind Prabhu blessed me, or kind of instructed me. He said, "Keep crying like this throughout your life." "May you keep crying like this throughout your life." So that time I was like bewildered, why is he telling me like that? "Keep crying like this." "May you keep crying like this." So then he explained that if we are in that mode, then only we will be saved. So there is no... like just like Madan Prabhu asked Maharaj in last class, like same question. When we are in bad times, we are suffering, we really take shelter. But when you are going through good times, we don't take shelter. So he asked same question. So what Maharaj said? Maharaj said, even if you say you are going through good time, I don't believe you. So Madan Prabhu had quoted Gajendra's example, which Maharaj said in his class. So when crocodile attacks, then we are in helpless desperation. Maharaj said, crocodile is always there, waiting for opportunity. So next day, Maharaj was here, roaming around, and somehow he happened to see me and gave some task to complete. And meantime, he was crossing our guest reception area, day visitors reception area. So there is one poster for JOSD, DYS. The topic is there, why bad things happen to good people. So Maharaj saw that poster, moved ahead. Then he said, why bad things happen to all people. That should be the title. So not good or bad. So all people at all times, they are going through some calamity. But sometimes we are in so illusion that we don't realize that we are going through a bad phase. That is a greater attack of Maya. That we think that this is a good time. Maharaj said, from the ocean, from the top, it looks so beautiful. But we can't see sharks and crocodiles which are underneath and attacking us at every moment. He said there is nothing like good time. We are always in bad time. Sometimes we are so illusioned that we think that it's a good time. So remember that. marine glasses. So when we wear marine glasses and go underneath, and then we can see things as they are. It's a very important point actually. Then Maharaj said, if we really keep hearing from scriptures in associational devotees, with that Shastra Chakshu, we always realize that we are always in desperate situation. And we keep, and then we can maintain that mood of desperation in all circumstances. So many things to realize. Anything else? Somebody want to add? Like Gauranga Prabhu.
Thank you for so many examples, Prabhu. Maybe you could write an article on the art of repentance. Yeah.
You will repent after that.
One thought that I just got when Gauranga Prabhu asked this question was, yes, repentance is required, but the repentance should not go into the mode of depression. In the name of repentance or regret, we may sometimes enter a deep zone of depression, inferiority complex, self-denial, too much. And that is, again, detrimental to a devotional service. So, regret is of two flavors. One is an honest, sincere repentance for the mistake that one has committed. Second type of regret is a product of false ego. How could I do this mistake? It's an egoistic regret. And one offshoot of this feeling is, how could my mistake be revealed to so many people? That's a feeling of shame rather than repentance. That's a feeling of discomfort because other people have noticed my mistake rather than I have committed a mistake. So it has to be repentance only and not just feeling of shame. Secondly, it has to be an honest repentance rather than egoistic regret. When it's an honest repentance, then the outcome is positive, spiritual, elevating, uplifting. But when it is an egoistic regret, the outcome is destructive. Parikshit Maharaj honestly repented, sincerely repented, but he did not go into depression. So Parikshit Maharaj's repentance gave rise to Srimad Bhagavatam. But there may be some people who may repent so much that they commit suicide. So there is a difference between honest repentance and egoistic repentance, egoistic regret. Just thought of sharing. Sorry.
Thank you. Deeper.
May the Lord in 18th chapter says about determination in the mode of ignorance. He says moroseness, lamentation. So I was just thinking whether you just go on crying, but you're not trying to. It's like daydreaming, you know. What can I do? I'm like this. So, is it correct, Prabhu? Determination in the mode. He mentions these qualities.
Yes, yes.
In the 18th chapter. So that is also a state of repentance, which nothing very positive. He's just sinking down, but saying very. But it is included as determination in the mode of ignorance.
Thank you. Thank you so much. ग्रंथराशि भागवतम की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय